Coming up after this word, we speak to Guy from American band Vengeance.
Radio for Headbangers, 3 Triple.
Hello, Guy. Welcome to the Triple R Metal Show.
Hey, thanks a lot.
We've been playing your Predator tape over the last few weeks. Since the tape's been out, the lineup has changed. Could you give us the lineup as it stands now?
Okay, we're a three-piece. Myself, Guy Paletti, I play bass and sing lead vocals. And we got our new guitar player is Mark Malloy on lead guitar. Chuck Core is our drummer.
Right. I hear there is a chance that you'll be able to distribute the tape here in Australia.
Yeah, I talked to Greta Tape from Metal for Melbourne the other day, and she said to send on 20 tapes over to her, and she'd sell them in her store.
Right.
Got them off to her.
Do you know how much they'll be selling for over here, roughly?
I'm not sure. I gave them to her $3 a piece, just... I made them real cheap because we want to get some fans over there in Australia listening to them, so we try to keep the price way down. And she said she didn't think she was going to put any percentage on. She might just let them go at that price. That's $3 American. I don't know what that comes out Australian.
Yeah, I'd say that that probably, because it is kind of like an album cassette, so it'd probably be on style around about $9 or $10 anyway.
Uh-huh.
I believe the recording was done in your own home studio. Can you give us a bit more information about that?
Yeah, about 2 years ago I started getting into home recording. I got a little 4-track, and now I've moved up to an 8-track. We did our first demo, Predator, completely in my home studio. We finished that last year, and now we're working on the new one in my studio too. And we've talked to several album companies. They say the quality is good enough to where they can use that for the pressing for the vinyl copy. We can save a lot of money that way, not having to go into another studio.
Yeah, it's sort of like over here. It's not very, very often that you hear about an actual band member in a band having its own home studio.
A lot of people over here are into it. It's real accessible. They also got a cassette 4-track that a lot of people are buying. It's just the happening thing right now in the U.S. is everybody's getting into recording all of a sudden. And so luckily I get into it a couple years early, so I'm already up to 8-track while a lot of people are still at 4-track. Hoping to move up to 16-track here pretty soon.
For people that haven't heard Vengeance music, how would you describe your own music?
Now I think we're moving more towards a style of somebody like Loudness or something, a lot of vocals, but it's still heavy, still driving music, but not really sludge metal or a death type metal. We try to keep it upbeat and try to be progressive with the break and leads. Some of our influences are like Yngwie's band or Dio, or our main influences right now. We change it, you know, from time to time.
Your band comes from the Florida area in America. Is there much of a metal scene in Florida?
Oh yeah, just from Brandon alone, some of the bands that come from here you might have heard of: Nasty Savage, Siren, Sabotage, and ourselves. And there's a bunch of upcoming young bands that see all of the bands like us have been playing for a while, and they're all coming up. I'm sure you're going to hear a lot more bands. That's just from the Tampa area too. There's a lot more from all around Florida, like Crimson Glories from around the Orlando area, and Morbid Angel is from around Sarasota. So there's a lot happening in Florida.
Yeah, well, probably the ones just mentioned before, Nasty Savage, have I think they just got their brand new album out, which is just over here, and they're a fairly well-known name.
Yeah, Ron is a good friend of mine. I went to high school with Sting Nasty Ryan, the lead vocalist, and he's turned me on to a lot of addresses all around the world. It's helped us get a lot of exposure I wouldn't have been able to get otherwise. So he's helped us out a lot.
Yeah. Is he still into that? Is Ronnie still into that macabre, you know, crucifixions of women and stuff like that still?
I don't know if he's into that or not. I think a lot of that was just a lot of hype, you know, for shock value, just to kind of freak people out. Right now, he's real in wrestling. He's managing some wrestlers, and he's doing a lot of that. One of their songs, Gladiators, the theme song for one of the wrestlers. Wrestling's real big down here in Florida, professional wrestling. Some of the wrestlers make up their faces like Kiss. They act really crazy. Metal's getting in with wrestling a lot down here. The metal bands are hanging out with the wrestlers and just getting some TV exposure, so it's working out good for both of us.
Yeah, we just had WrestleMania 3 over here. They, over here in Australia, were about 4 or 5 months behind your wrestling matches over there, and we saw Alice Cooper with Jake the Snake, which was on the WrestleMania.
With wrestling, I think the music kind of goes with wrestling a lot, because it's a lot of energy in wrestling. It's real powerful music, so they kind of go together. I think that's why a lot of bands are doing that.
Have you played with any big name acts that, you know, Australian metal freaks would know of?
Not sure that they would recognize the names. We played mostly just either our own tours around the South and Florida and a couple up north, or we tour with other bands from the area. Like, we've played with Nasty Savage, at gigs, and we played with Sabotage and bands like that, but we haven't toured with any major acts yet. We're still seeking our first contract, so we haven't teamed up with any recording companies that would have, you know, big bands we could play with, mostly tour with or play with other bands in our area right now.
Yeah, the other band that people would know over here is Sabotage, but they've changed our musical direction a bit, haven't they, really?
Well, I think the record company's putting a lot of pressure on them. You know how that can be sometimes. Instead of letting them do what they do naturally and play what music goes over for them, the record company's trying to get them more commercial because of the success of Poison and Cinderella and bands like that, I think. They're trying to get more commercial, and it's losing them a lot of fans. A lot of people are disillusioned about them. But I talked to the lead singer not long ago, and he said that they're going to try to get back to what they first came out with. They're going to get back to their heavy stuff because now that's becoming more acceptable, and they've talked to the record company and letting them try an album. They're more heavy stuff, so I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that first album, that first EP, was a classic, really.
Yeah, like that's the album. I like their latest one, though. I didn't really care for that much.
Mm.
There's some good stuff on it, but...
Yeah, and so what bands do you like at the moment?
Now, like I said, I'm listening to a lot of Yngwie and a lot of Loudness. I just got a David Chastain album not long ago I've kind of listened to. I get into like just a lot of guitar player albums, Tony McAlpine, stuff like that.
Right.
Our guitar player, too, he likes those guys.
Yeah. In Florida, would you be, you know, because a lot of people out here wouldn't understand how the Florida scene works, would you be one of the biggest Florida bands in Florida at the moment?
I like to think we are. You know, we play a lot. When we play, a lot of people come out to see us. We get a pretty good draw, and the Predator tapes are really selling hot around here. A lot of people know us, you know, and everything, and plus getting good exposure in the local magazines and reviews and newspapers and stuff. So we got a pretty good following around town right now, and also in the Florida. We've toured, you know, extensively all around the South and up around the Northeast of the U.S. So, you know, whenever we play there, announce we're playing a gig, we always have a real good turnout. That's how I've been able to make my money to get my studio and everything. So we're doing all right. We're hoping for a better album contract, though, to come along so we can really worldwide exposure a little bit more.
Yeah. So how long has the tape been out in America now for, anyway?
Predator's been out since last fall. I think we released it in the U.S., but we didn't start getting it over to seas till after Christmas because we had signed a thing with a distributor, giving them exclusive rights to distribute it, and they didn't really get it out as much as we liked, so we had to wait till the contract expired so we could start distributing ourselves. We hooked up with another West German distributor, a guy named Jürgen Hedgewald, and he helped us finally get it out. Now it's starting to get some real good exposure, and the new one should be out within a month or so.
Right. Yeah, so you've already said that there are quite a few record companies interested in the band at the moment.
They were just waiting for the final mix down on our new stuff, and we hope next time it won't be a tape, it'll be on vinyl.
Yeah, well, you know, you did send a tape over to me with the latest material, and I think it's a lot better than the Predator stuff. I think it's a bit more fast, a bit more heavier. The production doesn't seem like the vocals don't seem to be dubbed over as much, and backing vocals.
Well, you know, in the year I've got a little bit better with my recording technique. You learn stuff all the time, so that's helped out a lot. Starting to come together a little bit more.
Yeah, and what are some of your favorite tracks off the Predator tape?
Off the Predator tape, I like HMSQ. That's what a lot of radio stations in Europe are playing. And I personally like the song Traveler. It's kind of like a ballad. It's still heavy, but a lot of guitar work in it. I like that one. And the title tune, I like, it's kind of an epic tune. It's got a long tune. It's got a slow part. And it starts really rocking towards the end. I like epic tunes like that, like Hallowed Be Thy Name or something. Kind of feel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, from the Australian side, you know, what bands in America, Florida, more likely have people heard of over there, you know, apart from the usual AC/DC type band?
Rose Tattoo, I like. They're from Australia, aren't they?
Yeah, Rose Tattoo, yeah.
Yeah, I like them, and AC/DC, and other than that, I haven't heard a lot of Australian bands. There probably are some, and I just don't realize they're Australian. Maybe if you name some, I might.
Has Mortal Sin been heard of over there?
I see a lot about them in magazines and on playlists of radio shows that European radio stations send us playlists that we're on. A lot of time Mortal Sin's on there. So yeah, I guess they're getting a lot of airplay and a lot of publicity around here. I personally haven't heard any of their music yet, though, but I've read a lot of reviews that said they're real good.
Yeah, well, they've just signed a worldwide deal with Phonogram Polygram Worldwide.
Wow, that's great.
So they look like being probably Australia's biggest true blue heavy metal band.
Yeah, so I'd like to hear some of their stuff.
I think I might have to send the tape over to you or something, eh?
All right,
well, thanks a lot for speaking to us. Don't hang up, and
right.
You know, one of these days we might even see you playing in Australia, eh?
We hope to get over there.
Okay,
we hope to hit far east Japan. Japan and Australia here within the next year or so. But we're working on with a promoter right now, trying to get over that end of the world. So maybe we'll see you over there. We'll for sure come to Melbourne. Here it's a rocking town.
Okay.
We'll be right back.